Torah way, let me sing the Torah way and show gratitude to a number of people on this day of Bishop's anniversary. First of all, to thank you to Moshe and Kushabu for being the home of Torah way every day, every single morning. Thank you, Rabbi Schneebal, and Rabbi David Robert, for attending today, for your inspiring thoughts, and Rabbi Robert for his undoubtedly anticipated inspiring thoughts. We are aware of the unceasing efforts and time extended to prepare your presentations, and they are eagerly received and appreciated. It's right to thank our sponsors and benefactors who help grease the wheels of this mammoth vehicle. Anyone wishing to become a future sponsor, please have a word with the organizers. Thank you to all the Magidei Shiur who, although they present in half an hour, spend many, many more half hours in preparation to deliver their finished product to us every morning. Ultimately, it is the attendance of our regulars and the success of the Torah Way for which we are indebted. Incredibly, the participants are far greater in number than those sitting in this room and extend to literally all corners of the world through the medium of Kol Alushin. They are Torah Way members at Shemaya Koine. A special thanks to Rabbi Yanki Wiesenfeld for giving and arranging the Dvar Halacha on a daily basis. It's difficult enough to get it for 8:30, but to deliver the goods at 8:25 is a formidable task. And of course to Ernie Joseph, who is in Yanki and also myself. The Masters of Technology of Alan Perrin on a national level, and Mr. David Siegel on an international level, who are Mzakeh Rabbe, Ein Chet Gual Yudom. Indeed, Rebitzot Ben Prague for the dependable, consistent, and unfailing Kol Halushin. Altogether, Rebbe explains the Chazal, he says, L'mat Hashemchu, Lo'ima Ein Yedea. Custom yourself to saying, I do not know, even if you do. As follows, at first glance, this appears to be an untruth. What is meant if you say, I do not know, if you do? So he says, the Mazda Shein Chuloim Edayach Weiss Nishtich Solda Zugen. I do not know if I also say. The organizers explicitly instructed me not to thank them, to which I responded, I don't know if I should adhere to this request. On the contrary, the answer is resounding no. The gratitude we owe Mr. Dudi Itzkovich and Mr. Johnny Rapson is boundless and infinite, that all the Torah learned here by us every morning is in their merit. Shalim, Shalochem, Shalohem. Achanachem Chuviv, the conceiver and the organizer, the originator of Start Your Day the Torah Way, is here with us. Hi, Gavri Yakira, Mr. Menachem David Zaltzman, the founder. Give him a small memo of the Torah Way, up to date, all the Magid Yeshiva that have spoken here. Can you enjoy? And one small observation, no Shia is given in Manchester on Tisha B'Av, although a super one is given in Golders Green. You are up to number 1041 and we are up to number 617. The organizers request that you maintain the status quo, enabling us to overtake you in approximately 424 years' time.
Sunday the 18th of November, Rabbi David Robert.
Rishus Harav, good morning. It's a particular pleasure and privilege to be with you on this auspicious occasion, second anniversary. And I'd like to open up my words, maybe just a few comments, not just directed to and about the organizers, but indeed all the participants. There's a pasuk in Daniel. The pasuk says, "V'hamaskilim yavhiru kizayir orakia umatzdike harabim kekechovim la'ilam vroet." Those people that are matzdikei harabim, they generate, they infuse, they inspire others to do the right thing. Kekechovim leilavoed, they are like stars that shine in the firmament forever. Rabbi Yitzchok Blazer says pshat as follows. Why is specifically the moshel of kechovim used? So they're leilam voed. Surely any mitzvah that a person does, the schar is nitzchi, the schar is eternal. And he brings, on the one hand, a very frightening Gemara, and on the other hand, it's something that can give us tremendous chizuk. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Kuf Aleph, Kishachola Rabbi Eliezer, when Rabbi Eliezer Agoda was sick, he was ill, Nichnasu Talmidim Levakroi, his Talmidim came to visit him, it's a famous Gemara. They started crying, Rabbi Kiva laughed. And they said to him, why are you laughing? So he said, Kol Zman Shani Raya Rebi, She'in Yenoi Machmit Vein Pishtonoi Loika, as long as I see that Rebbe's wine doesn't turn into vinegar, doesn't turn sour, that in Pishtolei Leite, his flax, his crop always succeeds, Omarti Shemachas V'Sholem, Kibul Rebbe Oilomoi. I said to myself, said Rabbi Akiva, maybe my Heilige Rebbe, Rebbe Lezer, Otshin Mekabel Given, he was Mekabel, he received all his reward for all his Torah and all his mitzvahs in this world. And in case we're not clear about it, Rashi says, or for not, he says, what does it mean, Shema Kibbel Rebbe Eilomoi? There's Rashi two words, Kol Secharoi. All his reward. But now that I see that things are not going so great for him, he's cranked, he's not well, he's lying on his deathbed, so now I know that everything is fine. What does this mean? So Rabbi Yitzchok explains with a yesod that to some extent is well known, but perhaps the depth of it, of the ramifications, the significance of the concept is perhaps not fully appreciated. It is entirely feasible. We see from this Maisa. It is entirely feasible for a person to go through a life and to learn Torah and to do mitzvahs. And yet, with the Shekel, the Keldeos, the Rabbeinu Shalom that works out how much Torah is worth and how much mitzvahs are worth, it is possible. And maybe this is a subject matter maybe for another Shia, how it's possible. But it is possible to eat away all the mitzvahs, the schar of all the mitzvahs a person has done, and be left with nothing. So much so. Don't forget, this was Rabbi Akiva talking about his Rebbe. He was talking about his Rebbe, Rebbe Lezer, and he said, it is feasible, it is entirely possible that a person can get to Olam Haba. It's a frightening thought, it's a scary thought. A person can get to Olam Haba and they'll tell you, you've been makabel kol schorcha. All your schar, it's all gone, there's nothing left. Sorry. Or as I heard somebody once said about somebody who used to like finding colours, they said that this fellow comes to Olam Haba. I said, Gan Eden, where's my Gan Eden? He says, well, here's your Gan Eden. Looks at it, what is it? It's a table, a chair, and a light bulb. He said, this is my Gan Eden? He said, yeah, according to some shitters. I'll call upon him to be serious. It is feasible, it is possible. But then he says, that is because we know that for Chilul Hashem, is something which we know from the Rambam and Hilchas Tshuva, from the Gemara and the Dalet Chilukei Kapara, that it is something in Michap Alachem Oven Azeh Alachem Ad Tumusun, that the only Kapara for Chilul Hashem is Misa itself. That means there is nothing, there is no punishment that is great enough in this world to be able to be Mechaper to atone for Chilul Hashem. If that is so, says Rav Itzel, there's a way out. Without even going into all the Cheshbonos, how can we be guaranteed, asked Rabbi Yitzchok, how can we be guaranteed that we'll get to Olam Haba and there will definitely be something there? If Rabbi Akiva could say about his Rebbe, Rebbe Lezer, maybe Shema Kibbel Rebbe Scharoi, how can we be guaranteed? He said, yes, there is a way. It's a Pashat Svara. He says, because if Chilul Hashem is such a heinous crime that there is no punishment for it in this world, then of course, Midat Tova Merubah, Matzdikei Harabim, if somebody is mekadesh shem shamayim, if somebody causes somebody else to learn Torah and to do mitzvahs, then we can know and we can be guaranteed that there will be, that the reward for kiddush Hashem can only be in Olam Haba, can't be in Olam Hazeh. It seems anything else, theoretically it's possible to be mekabel yoschar in this world. How and why, I don't know, we don't have the cheshbonus of the Rabbeinu Shleilam. But in the same way that chilul Hashem, there is nothing, there is no punishment great enough to punish somebody in this world for chilul Hashem, the svara therefore is logical, of course, that when it comes to kiddush Hashem, somebody that supports others, promotes others, promotes the learning of Torah, and that's not just the organizers, but it's all of you, by being here and being mechazak each other, being matzdikei harabim, you are ensuring kekechovim lo'olam voed, that the schar is there and it's there forever, and it's something that can never ever be taken away. So shego mechayel ochoyel, and should go on for many, many years in Yitzhah Hashem. Something that I said here a couple of months ago, but when I was listening to it, I realized that I didn't do it justice. I threw it in at a little bit at the end, and I want to go over it to try and explain it properly. It rather happens to be the yesod we see from this week's parasha. The Ramban writes in Vayishlach, the Torah is ma'arich. The Torah talks in great length and at great detail about how Yaakov confronts Esau, and this of course is the parasha of Golos, and this is how we confront Edom, this is how we confront Esau today. But says the Ramban the following words, it's to show us Sheyakov lo botach betzidkosoi vehishtadel behatzola bechol yecholtoi lelamedcha she'en soimchin al anes. Says the Ramban, the reason that the Torah is marich, because it tells us that Yaakov made every effort to confront, to placate, not to confront, to placate Esau, to give him a present, to do this, tefillah, lots of different things, because he was not voteach on his own tzidkus. Why? She'en soimchin al anes. Because you can't rely on a nes. Says Rabbi Yerucham, you see from here, you saved God over Naira. To change the teva of a person, to change, to fundamentally alter a midah, requires nothing short of a nes, nothing short of a miracle. Haloidavahu, says Rabbi Yerucham. Yaakov Avinu is somebody who's melumad benisim, ki b'makli avarti asayade. That he has no problem with. He can cross, he can do kriyas yamsuf with his stick. That's commonplace. But the same Yaakov was just like Kibamatli of Arkis Ayadin, and that was no big deal. He comes up against Esau and he's all worried. Why? Ein Seimchen ala Neis. Neis? What Neis is that? Teretz is as follows. The Rabbeinu Shalom created us with a teva. Every single person has a teva. We have a nature. That teva is who we are. That's what we are. And the emes is, that is immutable. That is fixed. In the same way, says Rabbi Yerucham, that we wouldn't dream of arguing with electricity or trying to alter the course of magnetism or gravity or any of the other physical laws as we understand them, as they manifest themselves. The emes is that a person's character is fixed. That is who you are. That is your teva. That is the way the Rabbeinu Shlom has created us. And to change it, to alter it, the emes is nothing less than a nes will do. It's no different. The emes is, if we think about it, it needs more of a nes. It needs more of a nes. Because all physical phenomena, of course, are just manifestations of the inner ruchnistika reality. To change a teva, a midah, means to go back to the sheirish and alter it at source. The emes is, it needs even a bigger nes if you think about it. But you see that from Yaakov's Hanhoga. And he brings various other rayas. Maybe just say one or two quickly. He brings a Moed HaKemedrash. The Medrash Tanchuma says in Vayigash, the Alkut Ruveni brings it in Vayigash, that when Yosef said to his brothers, Geshu, come close to me, the emes, he wanted to kill them. He wanted to kill his brothers. El Shamalach Hashem Monam. Sorry, they wanted to kill him. They wanted to kill him. But the Malach held him back. What's the pshat for the Biruchim? They've come to down laharoig oleharoig. They've come down to be most nefesh to save him. Umitamol, then they're confronted with him, and all of a sudden they want to kill him. And he needs a gedder of a malach Hashem, dahainu, something which is lemala min ateva. What does that mean? What it means is that they had not managed yet to uproot totally from their, in their sheirish and hasham, of course, according, all according to their madrega, the sin and the kinah that they had, that was still in their teva. And therefore when they were confronted by it, they wanted to go ahead with their teva. Even though they said they were going down to save it. If a person doesn't change his teva, then that's who he remains. Which then creates a big problem. And he says, this is really, the Emma says, he says, this is the time of Eov, in the famous Gemara in Bava Basra. Bikesh Eov lifter es kol ha'olam min adin. Famous Gemara. Eov wanted to exempt the whole world from midas adin. Om alafon av rebeinu shalom barasa shev parasei sav sedukais, barasa chamo parasei sav klupais, barasa gan eden, barasa gehinem, barasa tzadikim, barasa rishoyim, mi ma'achev al yodcha. Rebeinu shalom, you created physical phenomena. You created a chamoyer with hooves like this, a shoyer like that. You created Gan Eden, you created Gehinnom. Barosa tzadikim, barosa rishoyim. How do you understand such a Gemara? You created tzadikim? Hakol b'dei shamayim chutz b'yiras shamayim. Famous Gemara in Nida. V'ilu tzadik barosha loika oma. When the Rebbeinu Shalom takes that drop of genetic material and it's placed in front of the Kisei HaKavod and it's decided, chocham, giver, osher, on. V'ilu tzadik barosha loika oma, says the Gemara famously. It doesn't say whether he's going to be a tzadik or osher, because Hakol b'dei shamayim chutz b'yiras shamayim. And here the Gemara is saying, barosha tzadikim, barosha rishoyim. You, Rebbeinu Shalom, created a tzadik. What does that mean? It means that the emes there is an inevitability. The Rebbeinu Shlom created people with a teva, and that is who we are. That is what we are. And if that teva is not altered, if that nature, that course of nature, is not changed in some way, then it is as inevitable and as inherent and innate in teva as a chamoy who has purposes like this and a show like that. It's a reality. Says, what do they say? They turn around to him and they say, they don't argue with him. They say to him, you're right. You're absolutely right. There's no question about it. Afat otofa yira v'figra sichal esnei akeil, bora ha-kadosh baruch hu yitzahara, bora le-teira tave. You're right. But the Rebbeinu Shalom created the yitzahara. It is an inevitability. But at the same time he created teira tavlin. What does this mean? Says Rabbi Ruchem, and it's based on the Yisoid from Rabbi Yisrael, but it's a Yisoid God of the Naira. Chaviven Yisrael, shenitim lehem kli chemda, shebay nivra ha'olam. The Rabbeinu Shalom showed us his love for us by giving over to us, by handing over to us Torah, his treasure, shebay nivra ha'olam, the agent of creation. That which the Rabbeinu Shalom used to create. Kodem Briyas Olam, before the world was created, there was nothing other than Borei Olam. Nothing existed. And the Stakel Boreiso Bara Alma, the Rabbeinu Shalom used Torah to create. Yesh Le'ayim. There was nothing, and then there was something. The Rabbeinu Shalom, what was that agent? What did he use to create? The Torah. Torah, therefore, is the only thing that is capable not only of altering reality, but of creating reality. It can alter, it can change, it can reshape. And the essence, the inner significance of Matan Torah is that that was given over to us. And the Emes is, he says, it's innate. The truth is, it is innate. There's no question about it. If we don't engage with Torah, and here the Chiddush goes deeper, and this is the real Chiddush I want to get across. It's not just that we don't engage with Torah, it's actually not enough to engage with Torah. You know, sometimes we think to ourselves that Nes is something which is, because Nes is outside of the parameters or the structure, the framework of Teva, that it's It's random. There's no shape to it. It's not true. Nace also has its own Sidorim. Seder night is a night full of Nisim, but it's Seder. There is a Seder to it. That is our Seder. Our Seder is Lamana Midarach HaSeva. But it has a Seder. If there is a mechanism through which it operates, it's actually not enough just to sit and learn Torah. Says Rabbi Yisrael of Moreh D'Kechidosh. Haloimed al menos la'asois maspikin b'yodoi lilmoid ulalamed lishmoy v'lasois. Famous Mishnah that we all know. And Gevetlach normally, which one explains what does the Mishnah mean, that it isn't just enough to engage in Torah learning as some abstract, theoretical, mental gymnastics, but it should be practical. Tachlis chochma tshuva meisim toivim. That is the purpose of learning. And therefore, halaymid al menos la'asois, if somebody learns with the express understanding that he wants to carry out whatever it is that he learns, then he's given the opportunity to learn, to teach, to do, to guard and to do. Says Rabbi Soil, of course it means that as well, but it means a lot more than that. Haloimed al menos la'asois. Before we sit down to learn, and this is the true meaning of Brichas HaTorah, which we once did speak about, the gisha to Torah we spoke about here once is Asher Bochabonu Mikol Ha'amim V'Nosan Lanu Es Torosoi. It's not about emes. That comes afterwards. Asher Nosan Lanu Teiras Emes. Once I've interacted with it, then I realize this is unbelievable. But beforehand, the gisha is Asher Bochabonu Mikol Ha'amim. The Chavivin Yisrael Shenitim Lahem Kli Chemda. How lucky we are that the Rabbeinu Shalom took that which is the agent of creation and gave it over to us with the express intention of us using it, to applying ourselves to it, so that we are able to be Meshane Ha'Teva, to effect this nace that is necessary to fundamentally alter an aspect of our personality. Because that's what Torah can do, Torah and only Torah. But there's a t'nai. There's a condition. Haloimed al menos la'asos. The nace only works if before we sit down to learn, we have an understanding, a preparedness, a willingness, a cognizance. What is it that I'm about to engage in? What is going to be the net effect of what I'm doing? How about I do it because you, Rabbeinu Shlomo, want me to do it? But I have to know you've got to be loimed al menos la'asos. I'm learning because I'm going to want to change myself, to shape myself, reshape myself, the nature that needs to happen. And with that, I think, although this would be so, Lechura is Kimat Mefurish in Rabbeinu Yonah. Famous Rabbeinu Yonah, and I've also mentioned this Rabbeinu Yonah here before, but I don't know whether we've plumbed its depths. Famous Mishnah, Yimein Torah in Derech Eretz, Yimein Derech Eretz in Torah. Which, kind of circular, isn't it? Where do you start? You can't have Torah without Derech Eretz, you can't have Derech Eretz without Torah. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, who Medayik his Lashon, he says very clearly, Kolema, if somebody doesn't know Torah, without Torah it is impossible, he adds a word, of course you can have manners without Torah. You can have manners without Torah. But you cannot be sholem. Eino sholem b'midah shal derech eretz. The Torah tells me how to use the midah. Without Torah, you can't be shalom the minister of Derech Eretz. But the other way round, ime Derech Eretz ein Torah, that he says is unequivocal. Ritzon Eloheinu shetzarech tchila l'sakein es atzmai b'midos, u'bazeh tishkoin ha'Torah olav. There, it's not shalom. He's giving you the way through the Mishnah. There's a starting point. There's a very definite starting point. The starting point is midos. Shetzarech tchila l'sakein es atzmai b'midos, u'bazeh tishkoin ha'Torah olav. And here's the famous phrase that I heard so many times from Matsyo Shlita. I don't know why I only heard it, but maybe I need it. For Torah to reside within a person, to enter every fibre of our being and to change a person, to be Sheikhein, for a person to be a Mishkan HaTorah, Eina Sheikhenet La'olam Beguf. Not that you should do it, in case we didn't get the point, says written here. Not the other way around. Lo yiseyum le'datei v'achach yishkech le'amidus, ki zeh e efsha. It is an impossibility. And now I think we'll understand the last phrase of Rabbeinu Yehuda. V'zehu k'inyan sh'ne'emar, na'aseh v'nishma. That is what is really meant by na'aseh v'nishma. Where have we heard that word before? Halomed almanos la'asos. Says Rabbeinu Yehuda, amoyer dekapshat in na'aseh v'nishma. Na'aseh v'nishma means that before it's the middah, the na'aseh and the nishma, Rabbeinu Yehuda is clearly learning, is na'aseh is the middah, and nishma is the Torah, the doctor. That's what he says. It's the understanding that when I sit down to learn, what am I doing? I'm, first of all, before you sit down to learn, there has to be a na'aseh, which of course harks back to the very first na'aseh, the na'aseh Adam. It has to be the same thing. Where the Rabbeinu Shalom says, gives us potential, that's who a human being is, just one blob of potential, and we decide what we make of it. And he challenges us together, and he says, "Nu, let's see whether we can make a mensch of you. I've given you all the potential, but it's over to you. I gave you a teva, you have a teva, and that teva prevents you from doing certain things because that's who you are, but at the same time, but before you sit down to learn, there has to be that nasa, that willingness, that recognition. To start off and say, even if it's no more than, it's the kavshol chuntin, even if it's no more than the bracha, it's the lemid al menot lasa, it's a recognition that what I'm about to do is I'm about to engage with something, the most powerful thing known in the universe, the thing which the Rabbeinu Shalom used to create, and I'm going to use it, al menot lasa, to change myself, to better myself. I know this is what I'm about to do. That's the nasa v'nishma. That's the yisoid. Maybe just to add on a bit, if that is true, if that is true, that only Torah and only Torah, which is the agent of creation, and only that, if it's used and applied properly, can change a person, then what happens to somebody who doesn't have Talmud Torah? Women. If it's only Limud HaTorah, women are not Mitzuva in the midst of Talmud Torah. Then how do they, well, there's two answers. I posed it to a class of female students, and the obvious answer was, well, women don't have any Yitzhahara. Okay. But then let's assume for a moment that maybe they do have. Are they then stuck? I think the pshat is as follows, with a vortion of Chaim, a little bit more longish, but it's an important yisoid. It's a very important yisoid. It's also Gemara, the Gemara in Shabbos, where I think it was Rapopo said to Abaya, "Eino ilam itzkayim el al hevel tiv shalti noches shobes rabon." The world only exists and is sustained by the purity of breath that emanates from the children, the cheder children. So he said to him, "Did David idoch mai? What about our Torah? It's also not too bad, you know." So he said, "No, ain't a doima hevel tiv shein boichet la hevel tiv sheyesh boichet." You cannot compare the purity of the children that haven't yet been sullied. They're innocent. They haven't yet been tayim tam chet. You can't compare it to us who are older already. Said to Baron Kotler, the children are not mitzvah in Talmud Torah, and they learn it's not Talmud Torah. They're not mitzvah in Talmud Torah. So he says the same yisoid as Reb Chaim says over here. And Reb Chaim says it legabe women, making noshim of orchis birchas haTorah. Women can make a bracha of mechaba paskan, there's many reasons. Women can make a bracha of birchas haTorah, either pturis mitalma Torah. And the Rambam famously paskans that if the mitzvah say any mitzvah that a woman is potter from, she's not allowed to make a bracha. The Brisker Rav brings from his father, from Reb Chaim, he says as follows. Did a birchas haTorah, Ein habracha al kiyum hamitzvah shel Talmud Torah. With Birchas HaTorah, the bracha is not a bracha on the kiyum hamitzvah. Rak dehudin b'tnei atzmoi de Torah boi bracha. The chefza from Torah fodat abracha. Torah requires a bracha. As long as you are not exempt and you have a shaychus, you have an alliance with Torah, a connection to Torah, then that requires a bracha. Where do we learn it from? Ki shem Hashem ekra havagodel elekeinu. It's the recognition that I'm about to interact with shem Hashem. Some women might be potter from the midst of Talmud Torah, but if they learn Torah, it is Torah. There's no mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but when they learn, it is Talmud Torah. Children are potter from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but when they learn, it is Torah. The Torah was given to all of Klal Yisrael, and therefore Torah itself requires a bracha, because it is the Torah, not even the mitzvah. Torah is the engine of the universe. What keeps the world going? It's Torah that is learnt by those that are not even commanded or obligated to learn, because it's Torah. It's Talmud Torah. When the children learn, it's Talmud. It may not be a mitzvah, but a mitzvah, but it's Torah. And it's the chetzah of Torah. It is the Torah itself that effects this change. And therefore, of course, the same applies for women. Maybe just finish with a maisa. The yisoid that we've shared together today is the idea that essentially a person has a teva, and the etzem, it would be impossible to change it were it not for the fact that the Rabbeinu Shlomo at the same time gave us the only agent of creation and gave us the ability to change ourselves. But as Rabbeinu Yonah says, we first of all, that must come first. And when one has done that, then the heights that one can achieve, as Rapincha said before, is unbelievable. I'd just like to share a maisa with you of what a person can achieve through Torah, through Avodas Hamidus. I'm sure you've all heard of Rav Gustman, Zichron Livracha. Gustman was a gaon atzum. Was a diamond of Chaim Moses Bezdin at a very young age, and he lost his family in the Holocaust. He made it to Israel and the yeshiva. He was known as one of the biggest Talmidei Chachamim. His yeshiva was never very big, but he was a goy notzim. And the story goes that he once heard that there was a yeshiva bacha, a young boy. We didn't know, but a young boy that was nebuch very ill. The prognosis wasn't good. So he went to visit him, and he said to him as follows. He said, Bacharo, he said, I've heard that you're not very good. I mean, there's a limud in it itself, how he approached it. He said, of course, a person never gives up hope. But the prognosis isn't good, and there's no way of knowing what the Rabbeinu Shalom has in store for you, and therefore, your discipleship is very pragmatic. You need to prepare for every eventuality. Your yeshiva bracha, what will be when you come to the Olam HaEmes and they ask you to give a shtickle Torah? They'll say, Bacharo, nu, what were you learning? Baba Kama, nu, Zogeta. Bacharo was thrown, he didn't know what how to respond. It's the last thing that's on his mind. Tehillim, this doctor, that professor, this. Said of Gustman to him, he said, come, he said, I'll tell you. He said, when I was running away from the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, and I was in the forest outside Vilna, he said, I had nothing other than the Torah to keep me going at night. Chochmosi shalamadati ba'af omdali. And he said, then, dodging bullets, I prepared a shtickle Torah. Shtickle Torah in Maruba, in Baba Kama. And he said, because of the difficulty that I was going through at the time, I came up with an amazing shtickle Torah, an amazing chiddush, and I've never told it over to anybody, because that's my shtickle Torah for the Olam HaEmes. That's my shiur that I'm going to say after I pass away, and that is my most precious possession in the world, because I've got nothing left, no more wife, kids, nothing. All I've got is my Torah, and my most precious possession is this shtickle Torah that I'm going to deliver in the Olam HaEmes. I've got nothing else left. But you know what Bacharo, he said, I'll give it to you. He opened the Gemara Baba Kama, He sat with him and he taught the Bacha the Shtickle Torah. He gave away his most precious possession. I have a lot for long afterwards, unfortunately, the English Bacha passed away. That's what a person can achieve when one applies oneself to Torah before one sits down. The recognition, Ashabachabonim, Mikol Amim, that the Rabbeinu Shlomo has given us his Klichemda, with which, and only through which, we can change and reshape ourselves and then work, go on to better things, to become Bnei Torah and Baalei Midas Tovus. Yerotzen, that's what we should all do. And again, Mazel Tov to all the organizers and the participants. Thank you very much.